Ortiz, the Dean Williams. Give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcake surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, it's your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
All right. Oh, we got my little pieces. What am I doing with you?
Oh.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. I'm sorry. I got to put my little pieces on here to get the angle right. Shit, the angle ain't even right. There we go. Got to get the angle right so y'all can see me. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. It's an early one for Friday. We're going to chop it up. Welcome, everybody, to the show. How's everybody doing? Shout out to all my chatting dogs out there that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's listening later on. If you are catching this late, I want to say what's up to you. I'm the Dean. Class is in session. Let me just make sure I'm adjusted. I want to welcome you all to the show. We got a lot to talk about, okay? But first, I want to just go over a few things. I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to me. We want to make sure everything that we give you is original content. We want to make sure every show that we give you is something that you can take away with you as you are growing as a man and learning the game. So I just want to make sure that y'all understand that. And for those that are brand new to the show, that we ask all you guys to do is go ahead and hit that like button. Go ahead and subscribe. Get the notifications. It helps the algorithm and all this other stuff out. And we would appreciate you doing that. Also, I ask all you guys, please, guys, get your notebooks out. Get your crayons out, gentlemen. And if you have any questions, put a Q. If you're texting a woman, put a T. And the other thing else, we got you covered. Just want to make sure that we give all you guys not only a chance but opportunity to make adjustments live on the air as well. Shout out to all the ladies out there. Ladies, if you're out there, what y'all doing? How y'all doing? Also, guys, I want to let y'all guys know, as we always do at the top of the hour, we will go over the creed. And if we hit our 150, what we'll do is we'll take a moment, send a shout out to everybody live, and just get your area code for a minute, give a minute shout out and all that other stuff. But we have a good show today. We're talking about yakology, how to spit flavor, yak, the background of that. So if you got any questions, go ahead. Hey guys, I got a drink from there. Hey guys, look what I got. Ah, yes. Look what I got right here, dog. The Viking glass, the glass of the Vikings. I drink from the cup. Ah, it's not mead, but it is my drink. It is my new glass I have. My new Viking cup. Wait, I'm sorry. My new Viking cup I use to drink from. And it also has its own holder, so I can sit it right there and add more mead to it. But anyway, all right, guys. How are y'all doing? Good. I'm going to add some more shit to that. That shit was good. No, I'm going to add some. They had some more than that. Hey, hold on. Hold on. All right. I'm sorry. I had to fill that bitch back up because I'm going to be drinking from that shit. Anyway, I just wanted to say what's up to y'all guys. Hope y'all guys are doing well. It's Friday. We're here to talk to y'all. If you want to call in, y'all know the number, 563-999-3056. Also, give a shout out to the 838 guys that like the show. I want to say thank you, y'all, you guys out there. I appreciate all you guys out there. But we got to move on and move forward. And we're going to be talking about talking to women, yakking, and some of the problems that y'all are having. We're going to kind of break those things down when it comes to talking to women, putting your bid in and moving. And y'all, excuse me, my allergies are acting up, so one eye is like watering and shit. But let's get into it. Guys, lock it in. Oh, also, I always say to all you guys that are listening, please take a moment, get in your cars when you get a chance. Go to your local grocery store or Target or Walmart or something like that. Get a 100-piece puzzle set, gentlemen. Please go ahead and pay for that. Get your ass back home. Now, remember, we're the only ones that tell you about this, but get your ass back home and then dump all the puzzle pieces on the table. Rip up the box, throw it away, and begin your process to learning game. We are the only ones that teach you this. Nobody teaches you this. We are the only one. There's nobody out there teaching you what we are showing you, okay? And and this is why we love Separate Ourselves, because everything we do is for you to soak up, to connect to all you guys out there. So let's talk on it. Let's get on it. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. Let me switch over to my lines, because if y'all want to call in, the lines are open, okay? Y'all have any questions? We got y'all. Shout out to all you guys. I appreciate all you guys, but let's get into it. So a lot of guys are having issues of communicating themselves to women to move. Now, I want to show you guys something because we have parts. Now, again, all week long, we're talking about all these things that connect. Everything we do connects. Now, I'm not going to go over all the other stuff, but I want to go over this, and let me grab what I wanted to go over and move that up to what I want to talk about. Now, as I'm saying to you guys, there's a certain thing with women that's very important to understand, is when you're talking to a woman you first meet, there is that first layer. But matter of fact, let me even stop that and go to the roadblocks. Look in front of you like I was saying before. It's all about how you make her feel. And when you can get past the roadblocks, remember, it's a very thin thing about making her feel. But it is getting past roadblock number one, getting past roadblock number two, and getting past roadblock number three. And what are those roadblocks? Those roadblocks are her beliefs, her judgments, morals, values, and the fact that she doesn't trust you. So these are things you have to get through to begin the process of sex. And the process of sex, as I'm showing you, is very important. Is we're going to go over this 8 count right here, but this is the process after you remember. After you get past roadblock number three, as you can look at the bottom, then it triggers these emotions in which you must lead and guide, gentlemen. Now, it's a lot. We're going to get deep. Make sure that y'all have y'all crayons out. We're going to break all this down. And while I drink from my Viking cup, I shall talk to you. I'm going to try to get a bigger one, man. I like the cups. I like that. I'm trying to drink from my Viking cup. Anyway, so shout out to you, Justin. How you doing, my brother? But to y'all guys out here, we want to make sure that y'all understand and overstand yak, and that's what we're going to be talking to y'all about, how to talk to women and how to connect to women the way men do, okay? Because every woman that you talk to is going to have a certain kind of mindset that in order for you to understand that, you've got to understand yourself and how to do certain things. And this is what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be breaking this down. So if y'all have any questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. Y'all know we're doing call-in if you want to. We gonna spit this yak today. Is what we do. We always give y'all another side of the game that people don't want to give y'all because they don't want to see y'all motherfucking asses grow. So let's get into it. So like I said before, what we got to do is go into the studio in your mind, because this is where we're going to be coming from. But all of this stuff starts from how you scribe what you're going to say to be creative. So it's all about creating, adjusting, and leading the woman where you want to go. But remember, guys, here is the problem that a lot of you have, guys, I have to go. For some women, there's going to be a process. And as you see the process, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You see the processes. Depending on where you are in your skills is where you're going to start. And most of you guys are going to start from the bottom. And based on how you make her feel from the bottom, okay, and as we talked about, not only from the bottom, but also the lines of interaction. Remember the lines of interaction. All this connects, your interaction line. Where you going to go is all about how you see yourself. This is not on the woman. This is going to be on you, gentlemen, okay? Of how you're going to spit it and how you're going to talk and all this other stuff. So I want y'all guys to understand that, because all this stuff is going to come into play when it comes into the game, okay? Now, in order to have, there's a makeup that a man must have as he is about to learn himself and to grow himself and to be what you are, because what you are as a man is at your core, okay? Your foundation is your thoughts and your actions and how you are to yourself, because without an understanding of who you are as a man, okay, gentlemen, without that understanding and everything, you're not going to be able to articulate who you are to the woman. And how you articulate yourself to the woman is not necessarily based on the woman. It is based on the articulation of creating, adjusting, and leading based on the situation that you're in with a woman. Okay, I want y'all to understand that all this stuff connects. But what I'm saying is when I say articulate, because everybody's under this impression that every woman's the same, and that's not true. And like I said before, I've always broken women down like music. You've got your classical, you have your classical kind of women. You've got your acoustic kind of women, your alternative, your blues, your classical kind of woman. You've got your country kind of woman, your electronica, your jazz, your Latin, your hip hop, your metal, your pop, your rock, your urban and world. Okay, that's just on the first level. But as a man, you will begin to understand that women have a more depth to them when it comes to the level. So if we're looking at the electronica kind of woman, we're looking at, is she big beat? Is she dance? Is she down tempo? Is she drum and bass woman? Is she dubstep? Is she EDM? Is she electronica? Is she hardcore? Is she house? Is she IDM? Is she noise, techno, trance, tribal, trip hop? Okay, these are the things that you got to ask yourself. Okay, if you're messing with an urban woman, is she funk? Is she R&B? Is she gospel? Is she soul? If she's a mixture of R&B, soul and pop, if she's smooth R&B, okay, or soul by itself or funk by itself. So every woman is different. If we're looking at the hip hop woman, okay, the hip hop woman, okay, like I said, is she a bass rap woman, is Christian rap, freestyle, grime, hardcore? Is she nerdcore, new school, old school, spoken word, artistic? If we're looking at the classical woman, and these are the rich ones. Are they chamber? Are they classical? Are they contemporary? Are they medieval? Are they opera? Are they Renaissance? See, what I'm showing you guys right now as we are talking the game, it is really good to understand that these women are broken down into music. And as you begin to learn yourself, you will start to realize that why the adjustments are very important to be able to lead. But before one can make adjustments and one can lead, one must be able to create. Okay? One must be able to create. And off of the creation is when we create the adjustments to lead where we want to take them. See, the creation is not what you see when you see her. The creation, now for a lot of you guys, I'm proud of a lot of you guys. A lot of you guys have buckled down and you got your bid in. So everybody that has their bid, we took 30 minutes to do your bid. You're one step ahead. So if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this and you already have your bid, and we did our 30-minute session, and you have your bid, then you are on the adjustment part. But for a lot of guys who don't have their bid, they're on the create. So all those that have the bid, you are already on the adjustments. And remember, guys, remember, we've already showed you the blueprint. No, every one of y'all has a blueprint of how you're going to talk to women. We already discussed that and showed you the blueprint. So the beautiful thing that you have your advantage, if you have your bid, you've already created. But now you must learn the adjustments, which we go into, and then you've got to lead, which you do in your bid. But now from your bid is when you are talking to her, is then you've got to reset and keep creating, to keep adjusting, to keep leading her to every step, okay? Let me see. I moved to a new city. I'm looking for something to do tonight. Meanwhile, we'll go out to a club or bar. I mean, there are women everywhere. You just got to go out. Don't look for recommendations. Look for what you need. And for all you guys, I'm probably going to take a video clip of showing you why the importance, because we got to get more into sound checks and stuff and why it's important when you go to places that you go to places that you always go to. So people can serve you as if they already know you and they can serve you. So we're going to discuss that as well. Guys, I got a question. Y'all can call in. I had to put some more ice in my horn so I can drink from it, drink from the horn. So as I'm saying, so if I'm going too fast, please ask a question, but I'm going to still keep chopping this up. So also, gentlemen, what's important as you are learning and as you are growing as men, is that a lot of you guys have to understand that what you're doing is not pleasing people, okay? What you're doing is making sure every move you make starts with you first. You starting you first, okay? And this is the most important thing, to start who you are as who you are and be able to lead her where you can. Because like I said, every woman that you meet is going to have a different kind of attitude towards themselves. But the one thing they will trust and follow is a man that can lead them where they need to go. And that's what we're talking about and what we're discussing today, is how you can lead somebody, how you create what it is you want to talk about, and to be able to make the adjustments. But here is the key thing that most guys don't understand, and we all mess up. Sometimes with a woman, it has to be an emotional stepping stone to get to your end result, because a lot of women are just not going to sleep with a lot of you guys off the bat, because a lot of you guys don't know what you're doing. A lot of you guys don't have confidence in yourself to do anything, and that's where a lot of you guys get the woman. But then you don't know what to say or do, and it makes you feel nervous. So that's the important thing. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that when you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do, that you have to understand is that every move that you make with a woman, gentlemen, is going to lead to one of these numbers wherever you're at with the woman. But one thing you cannot do without having a proper game is to hop over from one thing to the next thing, because all of these things are beginning to have her having more trust in you, her having sexual trust, and her wanting to be with you, and her realizing that being with you is the right thing for her to do, where she makes the decision to say, yes, I want to be with this individual. So we want to make sure, gentlemen, as we're talking about this, that we're talking about creating, adjusting, and leading. Because what we want to do is, now this is the key thing, this is crucial in all this. We're not leading her to sleep with us. Listen to me. We're not leading her to sleep with us. We're leading her, this is better than, okay? So listen to me. It's not leading her to sleep with us. This is much better and greater than what I just said. We're leading her to see so much value in us that not only will she sleep with us, but she will be fine with being on a roster with other women. And she will see the value in us to still sleep with us, even though she's not the only one. But it's even greater than that, is that we're leading her to make her decision of what she wants to do. Not manipulate her, not beg or barter, but we're leading her to realize that she needs us in her life. Even if us is a little bit of us, that she needs to have us in her life, or her life is just dull and boring. I will say it again. If you are trying to lead to sex, you're in the wrong room. I always tell you guys, if you think I'm trying to get you to lead her to sex, I can't help you. Because we're in something deeper here. We're on man shit. I am leading her to realize that she's going to need me and going to give the ass up to me without me having to run behind her. The reason why I'm saying this is because you have to understand, just like music, there are a lot of different women out there, okay? There are women out there that when they sample you, if it's a kiss, if it's a great conversation, if you can make her smile, you can make her laugh, you can make her blush, you can make her think, you can make her react, you make her miss you, she will become loyal to you and not care about anybody else. But then you're going to have certain kind of women that live in the world of wants, and they're going to want a guy to open a door for them. They're going to want a guy to take them out to a dinner. They're going to want a guy to buy them something or pay their rent, pay their bill, drive them around. They're going to want a guy to put up their Christmas or Halloween lights. They're going to want a guy to fix things for her. They're going to have that want that we're going to talk about in Mother's Day, that want of, I want a good guy that just does all these things, these wants, okay? This is what we're talking about, these wants. They're going to want these wants, but their wants are none of our business. Because we're not here to fulfill her wants. Remember, her wants are on that level of the beggars, the barters, the guys that's kissing their ass. We're men. We're man-mindset men. We don't play that shit. We, on the other hand, we offer the woman. When you see the woman, you are offering her your services to get her to need you. Only y'all understand me. Listen to me. See, when you shift your thinking and your perspective and make the world about you, where's the fear? Where's the anxiety? Where's the worry? Where's the I woulda, shoulda, there ain't none of that. I'm saying when you walk up to a woman, you're saying that I not only have everything you need, but I have everything you're going to need for the rest of your life because I'm the one that is going to get you to do the one thing that every guy behind you, every guy that you've met in elementary school and every guy in junior high school and every guy in high school and every guy in college who has strived to try to show you things, I will be the first one to show you your core. I will be the first one to show you why you're going to need me. Because I will go beyond your dresses, your purses, your shoes, and your makeup, and all that shit you need to make yourself feel good to try to get rid of your anxieties. I will be your need. I am not here to serve your wants. That's not my job. That's his job. I'm not here to serve your wants. I am here because I know I can not only fulfill your needs, but I can satisfy you in ways and be things. The interaction that we're going to have is something that you're not even prepared for. I will become the drug. I will be the need. You will take me, you will take the mushroom of me. You will take the pill of me, the ecstasy of me. You will smoke me like weed, you'll snort me like cocaine, and you will put me in a form of rock and smoke me, you will water me down and shoot you in my veins. I will become your need and not your want. Guys, y'all understand what I'm talking about. I will become your need. And this is all I can offer you. I cannot offer you anything but being your need. But I also know you're going to choose me. And you're going to let me in. And you're going to do things with me that you've never done before because it's not because of your judgments. It's not because you don't trust me. It's not because you don't have values and it doesn't matter that you have morals. I know getting with me is going to draw out the impulsive part of you that's going to buy into me based off of how I make you feel. It is not how I make you feel when I'm with you, because when you're with me, you'll lose time. You'll feel like the only woman in the world. I'll make you smile. I'll make you laugh. I'll make you blush. I'll make you think. I'll make you react. I will do all the things I know I would do. But why do I become the need? Because I know when I go away from you, when I leave you alone, you are going to think about me. You are going to feel me. You're going to miss me. You're going to think about me. You're going to fantasize about me. And the key word is me, because of the way I communicate myself to you through the land, sea, air, and space, that you are going to have access to me even when I'm not around. You want to know, if you want to hear my voice, I will give you a place to find to use my voice. If you want to see me and you don't want me to know that you want to see me, I will send you that video so you can have your own personal collection of me. You will have your own series of me through audios, through videos, and text messages that you can access when you want to access them whenever you want to ingest me in you. Guys, y'all see what the fuck I'm saying right here? This is what I'm saying about the game. Okay? All right? Let me see here. You're saying, Coach, if you're saying right now about fulfilling her needs, is this something we can text the woman and keep to? You're not, again, you're not listening, Chad. You're not thinking. I am teaching you to be the only one of you. And once you find your oneness of yourself, you never lose who you are, brother. Let me say it again. You never lose who you are, because this is why she's buying into you. This is why she wants to be with you. See, here's your problem, and I can tell through your message you worship women. Because look at the worry in your voice, or through your fingertips. Look what you're saying. Is this something we can text a woman and keep it to ourselves? What the fuck do you mean by that, dog? Come on, man, wake up! This is kindergarten. This is kindergarten. Y'all want to call in? You got the number. We got you covered. I welcome all you guys here. Let's chop it up. But not only pulling out that side of her is that I'm showing you the product that you're going to wear, and it's me. I'm the product. I'm the brand. I'm everything. And if you want to hesitate, that's fine. Because some women will try to do a research. But here's where the research goes wrong. How can you research somebody you've never met before? How can she research you when you're the only one of your kind? How can she know what you are when she's never met you? But through the meeting, she's going to ask herself, what do you have to offer? What can you offer me? I can only offer myself. But through myself, I know I'm going to, and you don't have to tell her this. You already know. If you fuck with me, I know I'm going to take you to places and levels that you've never seen before. This is the depth of what we're talking about as men, as how we do it, because I want her to remember, always think of it like this as we continue. This is important. Y'all want to call in and got your questions, but I want y'all to think about this. Always remember, women sometimes can do a lot of what we call window shopping. Okay? A lot of women will window shop with y'all. And what do I mean by window shop? A lot of women will look at your storefront and see. Some will look at your storefront and keep walking. Some will look at your storefront and go inside and start looking at your merchandise. Some will go to your storefront, walk inside, look at your merchandise, and grab what's off the rack and see if it's in her size. Someone will go to your store, look at the merchandise, see if it's her size, and go to the first mirror and put it in front of the mirror. Someone will walk in your store, check out the merchandise, grab to see if it's her size, look at the size in the mirror, and then go into the fitting room to see if it looks good on her, and that's when you already have her. So every woman seeing you is not just going to automatically buy, and some women are just going to sometimes walk by because they are not ready to see what you are as far as your mindset, okay? All right, what you are as far as your mindset. Hold on, let me see. Yes, the answer is absolutely yes. And your question is? I learned so much from you. I've been with her over 2 years. I do all the tips you give me to keep hold of her. Do I do all the tips you give me? You're not doing the real tips. You're not doing the five play. You're not doing the kissing 101. You're not doing foot massage. You're not doing making out. You're not doing fucking 101. You're not doing five play two, five play three, five. You're not doing master the bedroom. So no, you're not doing anything. You're just doing basic ass shit. You're not even talking dirty to her. So no, you're not doing it. Don't say just because your problem is you're listening, but you're not becoming a student of the game. Student of the game is not just doing what you're doing. So no, you're not doing it, man. You're just listening to the shows. But let me continue. But as I said before, gentlemen, this is why we've got to be able to show the woman what we are and how we talk. And through the talking, we must, and I'm going to show you, we've got to create it. We've got to learn when to make the proper adjustments and where to lead her. But remember, gentlemen, I'm going to say it again for a lot of you thirsty motherfuckers. I'm going to say it one more time because I don't think you guys understand the depth in what you're looking at right now, because this is the actual game that people don't want to tell you about. Where you're going to lead her is dependent if you can get to number roadblock three. So what I'm saying, when you start and you are not really sure about yourself, you're mumbling and bumbling, you're going to veer right or left. But if you are actually learning game and you get past roadblock number one, roadblock number two, and roadblock number three, it is at this moment where you are going to begin to lead based off of adjusting. And this is the important part, because what we're going to go into, and we're going to give you like I told you before, where we're going to go is, no, not here, not your Senate. We're going to be working with your studio today. Today is studio. We're going to be working in the studio today, okay? And in the studio, the tracks we're going to use, we're going to use your guide, because you got to lead, right? The guiding her, right? We got to use a little bit of your imagination. You got to, hey, look, these are all the people on the board. If we're looking at what we're using to use all this stuff, we're going to have, okay? We got the, now remember, we got, these are all the guys that we're utilizing. We're utilizing your studio. We're going to utilize your guide. We're going to utilize your imagination. You're going to have your culinary school there, your library, scribe is going to be there, your warrior is going to be there, the amusement park, marketing team, and drug lab. All of these guys are going to be there in your studio. These are all the mix downs. These are all the tracks that you're going to use to be able to start spitting yak. And that's why y'all got to learn game. This is why you got to know your conversation one and your two and your three and dirty talk, master the bedroom. This is why you got to learn kissing 101, making out. All these things come into play with what we're talking about today. Now, for all my guys that got your bid, you're one step ahead. Remember, all the bid guys, you've already created. Now, for you, you're going into the adjustment. That's now for everybody learning. This is the movement that we're doing, because one thing we always say, all of our shows connect to the products. So for all the guys that have the Conversation One class, Texan Toolkit, Master the Bedroom, Inner Champ, all these things come into play when you're talking to the woman. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go into the studio, okay? We're going to go into the studio. But remember, before we get into the studio, I want you guys to know, remember, we're looking at the interaction line. The interaction line, as I showed you earlier this week, is very important, okay? How you interact with her is very important, and it all depends. Your interaction line is truly based on what you know and what you can move her to, okay? Remember, we talked about this before. Remember, everything we do connects. Everything we do connects. And this is why it's important for y'all guys to be in this room to soak this up. Because when you're not in the room, you miss a step, okay? When you're not in the room, you miss a step, all right? So let's continue. So as you now, you remember your studio is going to be based on your force. This is part of it. Your why, your defend, your stand on is and expresses. That's all part of the game that y'all have got to learn, okay? If y'all got a question, y'all can call in. 563-999-3056 is the question. If y'all got a question in the chat room, go ahead and put it in. We'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all have. But we are breaking down game that most of you guys have never heard before because most of you guys don't understand. Remember your opponent as soon as you meet her. It's very important to understand. She wants to know who you are. She wants to know why you. What do you want? These are the things that women are going to, these are the things that women are thinking about when you go up to them. These are the questions that you have got to be able to answer when you're talking to a woman. Because if you cannot answer those things, you are not going to move anywhere with the woman. And this is why game is so important. But what we're going to be doing today is we're going to go into the studio and we're going to show you how yak and how to spit flavor works through your studio. Because your studio is based off of tracks. Okay? Every track is a different row that you must make proper adjustments in what you say to be able to create, to be able to arrange it, compose it, produce it, and perform it. Okay, these are what you do. But this is how you're going to lead her through what it is you do. So, if we're looking at your studio, and we'll give a glimpse of it right now. If we're looking at your studio and how you talk to women, if we look at your studio is based off of your A. Remember, we talked about your A, but it's also about how you create. Remember that? You create, and then you adjust. And we'll talk about that, then you lead, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about today in the studio, your A. Now, remember, the A, as I told you before, is you, who you are. Remember, you never adjust who you are, okay? You haven't even adjusted, okay? All right, so what I'm saying, you've never adjusted, okay? So what I want you to understand that you're never going to change what you are. Let me get to V's question or statement. Since my last call in my belief skyrocket, thanks to you, I'm meeting a woman for drinks tonight, and she's wearing what I'm doing. But wait, hey, listen. When you get your drinks tonight, this is how the studio works, okay, V? I want you to mark this at 48 minutes. Mark what I'm about to tell you at 48 minutes, okay? The 48-minute mark. What I want you to do at the 48-minute mark, make sure that before you order your drink with her, I don't give a fuck if it's the bartender or the waiter or the waitress. Make sure you tell them the story how you met. Introduce yourself to the waiter, the waitress. How you doing? My name is. And before we order our drinks, let me tell you how I met this woman. Tell them how you met the woman. Then after you explain how you meet the woman, let her know, hey, when I ask for my receipt, that's when I'm going in for the kiss. So take your time on coming back over here. You're going to say that in front of all of them. Because what you're doing is you're leading to your end result from the beginning by showing her what you're going to do. Now, what's also important, V-Dog, in this is why your places you go to have to be mom and pop places. Because it's more intimate that way. You'll have your specific waiter, waitress, or bartender that you know. And what's so cool about it, if you keep going to the same place, the waiter, waitress, or bartender is going to know, your order without you asking it. And what I'm going to do for y'all tonight, because I got a spot I go to, and what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to film the order, and I might ask the waiter. I'm going to probably ask him, I don't know if he wants to show his face, but I'm going to ask him, what do I order? And he'll tell you right off the bat what I do. When I walk in here, what do we order? And he'll tell you if I can get him. But if I can't get him on the order, once everything is sat in front of us, I will film that to show you when I sit down, this is what I have. He knows everything we want. So when we sit down, they already know the order. So this goes into sound checking, okay? So this is very important. It goes into sound checking, okay? So make sure, V, that if this is the place you're meeting her, this is your place. This is your place. You're going to meet every woman that you want to go out for drinks. Every woman is going to go to this one spot. Then after a while, you'll have your certain waiter that you'll be able to use in those spots, okay? This is very important, but I wish you the best of luck. Knock that shit out, man. I wish you best of luck. Knock that out. All right, guys, so let's get back to what we were saying. All right, so let's look at this. Let's go to the studio real quick. Let's look at our studio in our mind, okay? The studio in our mind one time. We're going to break everything down by its bits. So we're going to go left to right, okay? We're going to go left to the A, then the create, the adjust, the lead, and then the numbers, okay? That's what we're going to be going over, okay? But I want to make sure that y'all see it. So we're don't worry, we'll do this one by one. Now remember, the A is you. You never change who you are. But you can create moments and situations with a woman. And then based off of that, you are able to do the adjustments. So if we look at the studio, the A is you. So the first thing you see, create. You see the painting? That's what we're doing. We're creating a situation. All right, I'm going to give you an example. Let us look at, let's say we're at number two or number one moving to two. Remember, everything is going to be a one to a two to a three to four to five to six. 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and 8 to 9. You're not going from 1 to 9. Guys, I'm letting you know now. That's what they preach to you, but that's not the truth. You're not going from 1 to 9. You're not going from 1 to 9 because of this right here. So I want to make sure what you're seeing is why you're not going to go from 1 to 9. But what is going to make you move faster is when you show her that she can be safe around you, when you show her that there is emotional benefits to buying into you, then you hit the trust, gentlemen. You see what I'm saying? Then you hit the trust. Nobody's going to explain it like this. Remember, beliefs are only going to be overrided by emotions and behaviors. Remember that. Beliefs are only going to be driven by emotions and behaviors. Guys, y'all want to call in? You got a question? 563-999-3056. I guess we do a show on Saturday. I'll show y'all the table and all that other stuff. I'll show you how that shit works. But what I'm saying to you guys, William, let me see. Thank you for the super chat, William. I get there early and slip the bartender 10 and tell her she's going to be treated good. No, well, okay, listen. What I used to do, I like what you're doing, but you're doing too much. You don't have to go there early and slip or anything. There's going to be something that comes along with you. They know they're going to get the tip. See, this is, okay. Always remember one thing I always told you guys when I go to a club when I was young, okay, I'd always bring $60 with me. Remember that? All you guys know, I'll tell you. I would always bring $60 with me. Because there are three motherfuckers I'm trying to lock the fuck down to get to the boss. If we're looking at a video game, I'm trying to defeat three motherfuckers to get to the end boss, to get to the higher game. Now, I'm going to show you this for a second, okay, the levels of this. $60 is going to get me to get to the lower people, to get to the boss, to get to a higher game. Let me show you. I take $60, and when I get in line, I see the bouncer, I slide him a 20. Eventually, when I go in there, I'll go over to the DJ and speak to the DJ and get cool with the DJ and let him know I appreciate him, and I will give him some dap, and I'll slide him a 20. And then when I go to the bar, I'll ask my bartender for my little bitch drink, my orange juice and pineapple and Sprite. That's my bitch drink. Don't judge me. But I'll have them make my little bitch drink, and I will give the bartender 20. Because what I'm doing is I'm training them, number one, to know me, but also I'm training them to for something bigger. Because I want the boss. I want to be connected to the boss. Those three people are connected, and they have one thing, the connection is the owner of the club. The owner of the club has two things going for you. One, he can get you in the VIP for free, which is status. Number two, he brings you to the club, or excuse me, the party after the party, or they call it the after party. So why I'm cool with these guys is because they're going to get me to the club owner. Club owner is going to get me into the party after the party, which connects to the swinger clubs, the orgies, and all the other stuff. So there's layers to this. But see, y'all don't see it. A lot of y'all see like $60, but if I'm investing 60 to get 500, do I win? If I invest 60 to get $1,000, $15,000, $2,000, do I win? Okay? All right? Well, you don't have to say take care of me, I'll take care of you. It's an unwritten rule. They're going to take care of you because it's not that you're a big spender, a big baller. You're just saying I appreciate you. And when you show people you appreciate them, they look out for you. So what happens when there's a long line at the club and you see the motherfucking bouncer say, hey, what's up? He going to say, hey, come on in. And all the women going to wonder, who is that guy that they letting in? As you walk in and the DJ know you coming, you know DJ shout out motherfuckers. Yo, let me see somebody, one of my students real quick. I just don't want to name any of y'all motherfuckers. So let me grab a student or somebody. Yo, there's Tyler. Want to give a big shout out to my dog Tyler in the house. Shout out to Tyler. From that, when there's a woman at the bar or something, as Tyler gets to the sit down, okay? AB, like I say, do I have a handbook or guide? No, I'm not your bro, big dog. I understand you saying, but no. Just get coaching, dog. We'll start there. Get some coaching. We'll start there, brother. But when you sit down or the bartender, you could just walk up at the bar to the bartender, and they're going to have your drink ready to motherfucking go. I'm talking about if there's a woman at the bar, you start talking to the woman at the bar and just say hi to the bartender, turn around and just talk to her. All of a sudden, the drink coming up to you. She be like, what the fuck? He didn't even order a drink. What the fuck? But see, y'all don't see all that happening. I see, remember, all I'm doing is positioning myself in the club. But what happens if I'm cool with the club owner? All right? Hey, let's say the club owner. Hey, what's up, boss talk? What's good, man? Two questions. Y'all got anything going on after the club, meaning the after party? Yeah, we're going to be kicking it at this place. I'll send you an address and shit. It's probably going to be a lot of fucking and drugs and shit, but, you know, we're going to kick it at that place. Not only get the address, but I say, hey, listen, I'm probably going to be out there probably. Hey, look, man, are you going to be there? I might be there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there or not. Well, what's up? What's up? Well, I'm probably going to come through maybe around 10, 11 o'clock. All right, well, hey, shit, let me know. I'll let the guys know. We'll set you up with RSVP. We'll get you a spot in the club. All right, I appreciate you. And by the way, go ahead and send that information because I probably hit that other spot, man. So if I see you later on tonight at 2 or 3 in the morning, I make sure I come over and say hi to you. Now, when I'm showing you is now that I'm in the club, I got that little VIP section. But how do I get there? It's because I'm positioning everything I'm doing is positions. I move to position to get what I want by creating what I want. All I'm doing is creating, okay? But I'm also investing because I'm getting a return on the investment. Because a lot of y'all guys say, damn, $60 is a lot of money. Yeah, it is a lot of money for guys that don't have money. But I didn't have money. Remember, I was making $4.35. an hour, but yes, I invested $60 to flip that 60 to get me $1,500 to $2,000 from the woman by investing the 60. Because I'm positioning myself not only to get the ones in the club, I'm positioning myself to hook up with the ones that are Now, again, as we showed you before, we talked about a few days ago, if y'all watch Power and y'all know the guy, I forgot his name. Y'all know his name, whatever his name, Simon, I forgot his name on there. I'm getting you to the swinger lifestyle, the sex lifestyle, the selling your body to women, getting paid lifestyle. So we're moving all the time, but we're also moving in time and with time. We're moving forward in time, and we're moving in time at the same time. So we're doing, Simon Stern. So we're doing a million things at one time, guys. I'm just showing y'all how game works. We're moving a million times, okay? So as I'm moving, but I want to show you how this works. And y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. Put a cue, and I just want to let y'all know. So as I'm moving, I'm looking at the studio in my mind. Now, remember, let me kind of guide you to the creation part. Now, let's say for all my bid guys, y'all know your bid. We're going to go into everybody that got their 30 minutes of coaching for their bid. All my bid guys, you already know where you're at. So my guys that get the bid, we're just moving to the next section. Now, remember, I told you this connects. So all my bid guys, you're one step ahead of everybody. So I don't need to go into the bid. I'm just going to say bid because y'all understand. But those that don't understand, just y'all, it's your bid. Y'all don't understand it yet. So what I'm doing right now is after we interaction, all my guys on bid, after you do module number 3, y'all know what I'm talking about, all my bid guys, after you do module number 3, you have set everything up. Now from that point, this is where the creation comes from. All my guys that talk to these women online, okay? If you're using the bid, which we taught you online, you've already done your module number 3, and you're where I'm talking about right now. So everybody that doesn't have it, just understand, you got to learn your bid. But for everybody that has your bid, you already know module number 3. You're doing your number 3. You did 1 and 2. You already connected 1 and 2. Remember, you also did the left-hand side. You also was able to deflect what she was saying. Remember, for all my guys that play that know their bid, remember, I just want to let you guys see what you were doing when we were working on your bid. So what you were doing when she came in from the left, as I showed you in your blueprint for all my other guys in there, remember, you were returning serve. So while you were returning serve and went into your modules that we showed you how to put your bid in, it was at that point, that's why you're at right here now, because right now, you've drawn her in her – you already got her curiosity and her interest and all this other stuff. So now we're going to take that. We're going to add in scribe to that. So you guys at the bid, we're adding in your scribe now to show the creativity to be able to move, to lead – well, adjust, then lead, okay? So so let's keep going into it, okay? Let me see. Is it time for Creed? Yeah, it's almost time for Creed and all this other stuff. Just want to let y'all know. Okay, so what's important is we'll do Creed in 3 minutes, okay? We'll do it in 3 minutes, okay? All right, so once we got the bid in and we created our bid, now what we're doing is how we're interacting with the woman, how we're interacting. I don't care if it's leg spread, your ass cheeks, I don't care where you're at. Right now, again, the create part is part of your bid, but you're also creating the YU through the bid, okay? And then we'll get to the adjustment, because the adjustment is the beautiful thing about the bid, but also not just the bid, but now Tyler, this is where you're at. Now, Tyler, I'm going to help you, Tyler, with the adjust. I got you, Tyler, because I know what you're doing, but I'm going to show you some shit, Tyler, from the adjust, because you're ahead of the bid. You're ahead of the create. You're over where I'm at. So remember, I'm giving everybody, based off your level of where you're at, I'm showing all you guys something at the same time. For those guys that have more, you're elevating what you have to be even better. And Tyler, this is going to help you out as well, okay? This is also going to help you out as well, so it's all good. So as I was saying before, we will start all of this as students of the game. As students of the game, how we're starting this is with the number one person, as I always say, your scribe. But wait a second. Before we get in there, I guess we need to do the second hour. So before we get into how we are going to utilize our bid and all that other stuff, what we want to do right now is we're going to take a moment. For all you guys out there, let's just take a quick break. If y'all are just joining us right now, if you got questions, feel free to ask, okay? Feel free to ask if you have a question. Also, for my guys out there, make sure y'all call in. Okay, all my guys out there. And they say, and if y'all are joining us, I will film how it looks when you have everything together. Hold on. Let us go into let's take a moment real quick. And let's take a moment, go to the dojo in your mind for all you guys that are listening to me. Let's just take a moment and let us talk to ourselves. If you don't have your creed, use this to be gay. Again, because if you're not talking to yourself this way, gentlemen, you're not going to be able to do the stuff that we're doing right now. You've got to be able to believe and talk to yourself and say as third person, I am the only one of my kind, and that is my truth. And I would defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. And I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. And I will not judge myself. I will not judge other women. I won't judge other men or make excuses. I'm here to build myself up. I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you are lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, okay? So that's just a bit. Now we're back into the game. I just wanted to make sure that we talked about that, because what's important to me over here, what separates us from everybody else, is we want you guys to be able to talk to yourselves and understand who and what you are to yourselves. So when you are able to explain what you are to the woman, it's coming from a place of core. That the one thing we're trying to get you to is your core and the belief that you have in yourself. And if you can't get to the core and have a belief in yourself, then you're going to have a lot of problems with women. So the first thing we're going to do, and if y'all got any questions, please put a Q and ask. If you want to call in, the lines are open. Any questions y'all have, please ask. We got y'all covered. But we want to sit and we want to talk about and we want to discuss the importance of yakking, spitting flavor in her ear and in her eye, being able to move her from one emotion to the next, okay? Being able to move her from one emotion to the next. That's what we're trying to show you. So I will give you an example. Now, for me, I tell you this. One of the great examples y'all can use, okay, as I'm going to just show you a beginning example to use, is the first level of communication. Okay, the first level of communication is, well, the second level, because if you have your bid, that your bid is the first level of communication. So everyone that has their bid, we're moving you to the second ones. From the second ones, we're going to move you over to the Tyler's. Tyler's from that, and then we're going to move you over to the Create. But if you don't have your bid, please get with me. We'll work on 30 minutes, create your bid for you. But if you are asking dumbass questions, begging for a number, and stuttering what you're saying, it's not going to work for you, just letting you know. But what I want y'all guys to do is I want you guys to think about your scribe, and these are the important things you got to do throughout this, is be able to get with your scribe in your mind and be able to write down thoughts that you have of how you want to show the woman what you are, okay? What are you to you, and what do you want to get across to the woman, all right? So this is what we want y'all to do. So through your scribe, okay, and that's the important thing. Number one, the scribe. So we're going to use your scribe to be the thought that you have. We're going to take that thought and put it in your studio, okay, the thought in the studio. But remember, the thought that you have, as we're saying before, this is not to get her to sleep with you. This is her to invite you in to want to fuck you. Two totally different things. This is not for you to beg the woman. This is not for you to barter for pussy. This is not for you to try to prove yourself. This is you doing the one thing that she's used to. Now, remember, this is going to get deep here. Let me show you. Let me find it real quick. Let me show you guys something real quick. Okay. Oops, I'm sorry. Not that. I'm sorry, guys. That's not it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Now, I want you guys to understand. Every woman out there that you don't know, I'm about to tell you something I've never told nobody. Listen, hold on, babe. Before I tell you this, I got to put it up there, guys. Jose, what I am about to tell you, nobody's talking about. If you hear from somebody else, they're getting it from us because nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about what I'm about to tell you. But I'm going to give you all a secret of something. I'm going to give you all a secret of sauce because I'm going to show you why what I'm doing is very important. All right, for a lot of you guys out there, as we're growing, or as you're growing as men, how many times do I tell you, because a lot of you guys ask, well, Steve, should I just buy one product? I mean, I can get other ones, but should I buy one? Why do you think I always tell you, get as many as you can, because you've got to stay on the line of how you used to study. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me. All of you guys have what we call study habits. See, study habits. And a study habit is something that you've been indoctrinated with since the second grade, third grade. And what is that? You have been trained to learn several things, not at one time, but throughout the day. You were taught to be in math for an hour, science for an hour, English for an hour, history for an hour. You see what I'm saying? 1 hour each of a class all day where you were learning to adjust your mind from your math mindset to your English mindset to your history. So your life has been adjusting, and a lot of guys don't even realize they have been adjusting that way. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the women. This is the beautiful thing in all what I'm about to show you. How do you think women have been training themselves to buy into something? Not to buy something, but to buy into it by doing this. Y'all ready, guys? This is where we get deep. I'm showing y'all this is where we get deep over here. And let me show you. This has been their routine all their lives, is to see it, to want it, to imagine it, to fantasize about it, to have it because they need it to get rid of their fucking insecurities. They've been doing this since they were teenagers. And if you notice, the dress never took them on a date. The dress never tried to beg and prove and barter and say, please put me on. All it did was showcase itself. Think about, guys, we're getting deep. So what have they been trained to do? They've been trained to want something without having it to beg it to want them. I'm just going to put myself out there. You are going to see why you need me. Think about what I'm saying, guys. Thank you, right. I appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm going to say it again. I don't think y'all get what the fuck your boy is telling you. The dresses, the purses, the shoes, the makeup. Why do you think when you go to the mall, what the fuck is the first thing you see? The perfumes and the makeups might be there. The dresses will be over there. The shoes and the purses over there as soon as you walk in. And you don't even realize it. You just go into the fucking mall and you're like, okay, let me get past this department. But you never take a time to look at the blueprint to how every mall around the world has been training these fucking women since they've been teenagers. They have been training them. We're not going to beg you to buy us. We just going to slap a price tag on us, position ourselves, and get you to just do one thing and go into the mirror. That's all we want you to do is go into the mirror. Because the buy-in is not you looking at the dress. The buy-in is you looking at yourself in the dress. Wait, guys, I don't think y'all understand your boy. Wait, I think I need a drink of my fake ass meat. I don't think y'all understand what your boy's saying. Yeah, guys, I'm here. Wait, I put the meat in my ear. I'm here to get y'all to think. I'm here to get you to see the world in a whole new set of eyes. It's always been there, but you just missed it because nobody's showing you depth in game. Hold on a second. Nobody's showing you depth in the game, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. Just like you have trained yourself how to study, the advertisers and marketers have already trained these women at a teenage age how they should shop for things. They don't shop because you don't see them saying, please wear this dress, please wear this dress. No, they just put the dress out there, the shoes out there. They just put themselves out there and say, don't buy me yet. Yeah, because women are the greatest consumers. Don't have to buy me yet. But, hey, there's a mirror right there. Why don't you just take the, well, hey, let's go over to that mirror and let's check it out. Because they don't want to be forced to buy it. They want to believe with this thing, it's going to take away my insecurities. This pair of jeans or these leg warmers or these shoes or this bra or this nail polish or these nails or these eyelashes or this fucking wig and shit. This is going to make me feel sexy. Going to make me feel sexy. So if it makes her feel sexy, women, if it makes the women, excuse me, not women, but if it makes the women feel sexy, what do? They look at it. They imagine. They visualize. They fantasize. They think about it. They talk about it. They do everything. And all you notice is the dress stays. The dress doesn't take them out to dinner. The dress doesn't say, let's go out to dinner. Please buy me this. Let me take you. Let me buy you a fancy meal. Please wear me. All it does is sets his ass up because it knows that when you wear me, I'm going to shift your thinking. And that's why I told you in the beginning of this, I'm not here to get you to fuck. I'm here to get the woman to buy into you where she wants to fuck you because you're not trying to do what the average loser is doing, is trying to fuck on some sidebar shit. You're saying, I don't need to beg you for pussy because I'm the need that you never had before because all your life you just wanted shit. But you've never got on a level to need shit, okay? I hope that y'all understand what I'm saying to you guys. Understand what I'm saying. This is why we're deep over here, because we got to get y'all to see what I'm talking about. That's why I'm slowing it down. So in the studio, this is why it is very important in your studio as you are working on your tracks is to make sure that the first thing you got to do is create. You see the seamster or the one that creates, let me show y'all something. Y'all don't even understand what, watch this shit. Let me show y'all something. I'm about to blow y'all head. Watch this shit. Let me pull it up. Hold on. I'm about to blow y'all ass. I'm about to blow y'all fucking mind and shit. Y'all ready? I'm about to blow y'all mind. Give me a second. I'm about to blow y'all fucking mind, dude. Give me one fucking second. Let me just grab this shit. Let me grab the right one. Let me show y'all what I'm talking. I don't think y'all don't see it yet. Y'all not gonna see it, but you will see it when I trying to see which one I'm gonna use. Ah, we're gonna use this one. All right, let me say this shit. Again, I'm about to show you some game. Okay. I want y'all to see what I'm trying to get you guys to see as far as game. What we're about to show right now, no one's ever talked about. No one's ever showed you this side of the game. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about, okay? Because this is we're getting deep here, okay? You know, I'm going to let y'all guys know no one's ever showed you this before. There's nobody that is about to show you what I'm about to show you. Let me grab it right here. All right, guys, I'm about to show y'all something. Let me get rid of something to post this shit up. Let's see. Give me a second here, brother. All this shit. Oh man, let me see. What am I going to take down? Can I delete that? Yes. Good. All right, here we go. All right, guys, I want to show y'all something. And the reason why I'm showing you this is because I am trying to systematically see if it works. Okay, good. Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure y'all ready, okay? I just want to make y'all ready. Y'all got. You say I put my bid in because I said I want to get to know him more in a way because it's more to say respect myself. Tough nut, you need to call us because you fucked up. I put my bid in because I said I want to get to know her more into way. Of course, there's more to it. She said, I respect. See, again, you don't even know what the fuck you're saying because you've never created your bid. And this is why y'all fucking lose because y'all think you have a bid and you don't have a bid. I never talked to you. You've never talked. Listen, the only way you can actually say you have your bid is talking to the guy that created the bid. So, if you're creating something, it ain't working, bro, because you saying some bullshit. But anyway, let's get back to what I'm saying. So now, gentlemen, I'm trying to explain to you is this. Now, if you look at what I showed you before is, oh, wait a second. Let me see here if I can find. Let me see if I can find that shit. We're getting deep here, so I got to make sure we get everything together. I got to make sure everything's right because we're going to get deep. We got time. So I want to make sure everything is right. So just give me one second because I'm going to put this shit together. I'm going to put this shit together, dog. I'm going to show y'all some shit, dog. I just want to make sure all this shit is right. I just want to make sure y'all, guys, we're about to put this shit together. I got to do this one more thing. I'm about to fuck y'all up. I'm about to fuck y'all heads up with this shit. I don't know. I got to make sure this last thing's together. All right. I'm going to show you this shit. Let me see if I can find that shit. All right. So that, I see, hold on a second. There you go. All right. I got it. All right, I got to grab it, download it. All right, I'm about to show y'all. Guys, I'm about to show y'all something. Nobody's ever talked about this. And again, I'll tell you right now, this is the first time the man mindset is talking to y'all about this. I don't teach y'all guys this, but I'm moving towards something deep. So we're about to learn some new shit. Y'all about to learn some new shit. Let me answer this question real quick, okay? Let's see here. Steve, I have a woman coming over tonight. How long do I heat up the lotion when I massage her? I would say 7 seconds. Would I like to do this real quick? Take some lotion, put it in a bowl, okay? Start off at 7 seconds, okay? Take the bowl out and swirl it around your finger and take the lotion and just rub it on your arm to see how it's going to feel, okay? Just practice that. Then you'll have an idea of your temperature, because every microwave is a different thing, okay? All right, so I just want to let you know, okay? Ming Po, I'm going to tell you this right now, because I know you're new, so I'm going to block you for five minutes. And the reason I'm doing that is because I've got to move around because you're not the only person in here. But please, I've got a very low sense of patience. Do not come in here like a fucking smartass or you're gone. So shut your fucking ass up or get your fucking ass out. I'm sorry, guys, but my job is to help everybody listening to this. This is not just for you, motherfucker. I got to multitask. But I'm going to get to it. But I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Let's go. So I've got everything. Right, let me see if I got it downloaded right. I got it because I got to add it. I got it. Oh, I got to add it. That's why I was waiting. Give me a second. I got to add it because everything I'm showing you is going to fucking connect. Oh, boy. Woo-wee. I'm about to show y'all some shit. Try not to get rid of. What is this? No, we got to keep this motherfucker and that one and that one and that one. All right, we got to get rid of something. What is this? Oh, yeah, that's the result. See that right there? We don't want to talk. We got definitely keep that. All right, guys. All right, y'all remember, before I get rid of this, let me see something real quick. All right, that's myself. Okay. Remember I told you, and this is going to be part of the creativity. I mean, all these things are going to connect, man. All this shit connects. Jesus Christ, this is beautiful. All right, I don't want to get rid of. Let me get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of. Okay. All right, I had to get rid of one thing to add to this. So let me go ahead and add it. And let me add it right now so we can break it all down. Now, her wearing the dress. Now, I'm gonna break down the dress, and I'm also going to break down your studio as far as creating. Now, we're ready. Now, I'm going to start showing y'all some shit. So, here we go. Lines open if you have a question. We got it. Now, listen. As I said to you guys before, let me show you. Remember, the first part of the studio is to create, okay? Now, why is Scribe so important to the process of creating? You see, gentlemen, since game has been going on, or the woman buying into the dress, there is a chronological order in which the game starts. See, the game of her buying the dress doesn't start when she buys the dress. The game starts when the person that is about to create her buying into whatever it is has to scribe whatever she has. She's got to scribe it. And what I mean is her scribing it is her actually taking pen to paper and creating the thought. She's creating the dress in her mind. So it's coming from her mind onto paper. This is a scribe right here. I'm just trying to show y'all game. So she's scribing the dress. That's step one. Step two is then from the dress, she then scribes from dress to woman wearing the dress. What would it look like her having the dress? And then when she figures out what she wants in the dress or what to wear the dress, then what does she do? Because of the creation is this is almost there. This is the middle of the road where the woman sees the dress. But the buy-in is when she takes the dress and looks at herself in the mirror. That's the connection that we're about to show you. in that order. Not in you wearing a dress, but I'm just trying to show you how deep we're about to go. See that? How she tests the dress out, how it's going to look on her. It's the same thing as far as game, okay? Because what we're doing is we are creating the moments, okay? We're creating the moments, okay? We're creating the moments, okay? Let me ask this question. How do you respond to a woman that you met online, then all of a sudden flops to, I need a favor? Then we say, yeah, what's up? She asked for money because you ain't got no game. Brother, I say this with love. She sees you as a mark. She could tell. All right. She can tell that you have no game. That's why she set you up for a downfall, because you don't know how to lead. You don't have your bid. See, your problem, again, you know, see, if you had your bid, this wouldn't be a problem, because your bid is clear, concise, and transparent and impactful. So when you said you just met her online, see, you met her online, but you never told her what to do. You just thought you was doing something because you were speaking to her. And then because she flipped it because she needed a favor is because, my brother, when you opened up your mouth because you don't know what you're doing, you, my friend, went downwards in whatever the fuck you said. See, you became friend or creepy by what you said. So when she knew that you wasn't about the game and you didn't know anything, then it was at that point that she took over and started asking for money. Guys, if y'all want y'all bid, it's 30 minutes. Get a 30 minutes, book a 30-minute session because it's going to take 30 minutes. All you guys, go to the Mind Man's and I said book a session because I got a long list. Put you on the list. I'll call you and we'll book your session. It's going to be 30 minutes. It's going to be a 30-minute session. So getting back to what I was saying to you, I hope I was able to answer your question, big dog. You put yourself in that situation because you don't have your bid. See, what you did was, let me tell you what happened. You, my friend, what you showed her was you tipped. There was something weak that you said or something weak that you did to show her that you couldn't even get past the roadblock. There was something weird about you. So it was so weird that she's like, fuck that. Let me borrow some money off your ass, okay? All right? So just think about that for a second, all right? So what I'm saying, let's continue. So, guys, remember, let's get to the studio one more time. I want y'all to see what I'm talking about. It's very, very, very important that you guys that are listening to me, that you guys stay in the studio. It is very important that we are on the creation, okay? We're on the creation of what you are and how you are to the woman by communicating sexuality without even trying to force sex on the woman. As I said before, she is scribing it. These are the scribes, okay? I'm just showing you. These are the scribes. She scribes a dress. She puts the dress together. They position the dress. The woman buys dress. Dress doesn't do anything but goes through a process from a piece of paper to in her closet. So from you should go from a piece of paper to not just being in her bed, but a piece of paper to her worshiping you. From a piece of paper to her sending you photos of herself. From going from a piece of paper to her sending you things like this. You always know how to make me blush. You're such a gentleman. Oh, wait, sorry. You always know you make me blush. You're such a gentleman. Decided to take a warm bubble bath after my workout. Only thing missing is you. See that, guys? I keep telling you. You don't have to force this on the woman. You position yourself to show the woman why you, okay? Why you? Why should it be you? Okay? Why you? Why is she sending you this stuff? Why would she send you these things? Why you? Okay? Why would she say you're so fucking smooth? Damn it, I can't wait to slide. See that? I said, well, that's some yak. I'm sorry, that's yak 101. I'm sorry, man, my bad. Thank you, I'm about to leave things like that. Okay, so why you? Guys, I got a question. Going to put the Q in there, but let's, we're continuing. Okay. So, as I'm saying, guys, we got 29 minutes for you guys to call in if you want to call in. But let me continue what we're talking about. So, the things that you have to scribe first before you walk out your door, again, like I was showing you guys earlier with the bartender, the DJ, and the bouncer, is before you begin this thing, you must, and again, this is what I learned at 9, okay? This is my guy. This guy's name is Bob Ross. This is my guy. This is everything you look, everything that I am was because I had to watch this guy. Now, y'all can go on YouTube and look up a Bob Ross, and you can watch Bob Ross paintings on YouTube. But this is what I had to learn at 9 to understand what I am today by creating a blank canvas and be able to paint pictures in the mind of a woman of what it will be like to be with me. So this is why your scribe is important, because you've got to write down the thought. You've got to create it. Listen, you've got to create what it is you want. So the first step in creating for all you guys, and we added another one, so I'm telling you, the first step of creating is the shower lights. That's got to be in your crib. You got to have your easel in your living room. You've got to have the wine above your bed. And you also have to have your sexual nude art, not porn, but nude art, something like this, on your wall. Because these are the creative things that you can utilize before you even have her over your house to show her why out of all these guys, why you? Without you, guys, remember we talk about saying touching without touching? By communicating you, land, sea, air, and space, all of these things you should already have before you meet the woman, because what you're doing is you're driving her towards you. Just like that dress is going to drive that woman to go inside, pick that motherfucking dress that fits her, and try it on in the fitting room. That is the start of it. See, you should not think of who's going to get the dress. You just got to make sure the dress, it can fit all your sizes that you want and every woman that you're putting your bid on and moving to. And that's why the creative part of you must start first. The creative part. The creative part. For my master, now we're going to move my master to bedroom. Conversation class 1 and 2. Texting toolkit. Kissing 101, making out. Well, no, that'll be more lead. Okay, so conversation class 1, 2, 3. Flirt to fuck. Texting toolkit, guys. This is for you. This is for you because we're moving to the next step. We're not into the dirty talk yet because the dirty talk is more into the lead, but now we're into the adjustment part. So for all you guys, if y'all need got a question, let us know. But I'm talking to y'all regular guys as well as the students. So all my students, you know where I'm going with this. If you're new to this, this is going to help you as well. Because I can knock out 2 birds with 1 stone. But for all my students, this is the part from the creation. Now, this is very important because remember I told you, for all my guys, especially if you have your bid, all my bid guys, remember the 2 lines to the left. Remember the 2 lines to the left. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All my bid guys, 2 lines to the left. This is what is important to you. All my guys who have your bid, we already know the 2 lines to the left. So for you guys that know the two lines to the left, what you're going to see is you're going to understand we talked about through the bid. Now, why is he clearing the board? Because the board is the adjustment. But the, now, this is important. I want y'all to see this, the adjustment part. The adjustment part for y'all that are new are going to help you as well. But for guys that got everything that I talked about or has some of this stuff, this is the beauty in the game. The beauty in the game is the adjustment, meaning we clear the board. And while we are clearing the board, gentlemen, this is the beautiful thing about the game, because what we're doing as we clear the board is we begin, because the board is who we are, right? Who we are. Then we begin to look at the board, ready guys, versus the pieces. Because as at this moment, we begin to realize what she is. My types of women, guys. Y'all know where I'm going with this. My types of women. Y'all know this. This is where we're going. Types of women. This is this is the moment here. All this stuff that have y'all got these products. I'm giving y'all extra games. So that's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna start giving those that got the products extra games. So y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Everybody else, y'all just keep listening because I'm gonna show y'all game at the same time. But we're looking at the board. Because the rules of the board is the thing that moves the pieces, so we have got to make sure that we make the proper adjustments. Remember, proper adjustments. Depending on not what she is. See, remember, the adjustment is not on what she is, okay? The adjustment is on who we are to her. Remember, she's got to find the dresses. She's got to find the sizes of the dress that she thinks fits her. Remember, the dresses are always the same. The adjustment is based off of the woman trying to find the right dress that fits. This is why I keep telling you, y'all don't have to beg for sex. She is going to begin to make the adjustments. Remember, I keep telling y'all, she will make the adjustments. But what are the adjustments? The adjustments are going from 1 to 2, or 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. 8 to 9. She will make the proper adjustments to fit your narrative. See, she has been trained all of her life to follow this blueprint. Since she was a teenager, this is the blueprint her mother either taught her. She's following what she was trained to do when she was young, to follow a stepping stone of certain adjustments to find value into the dresses, the purses, the shoes, and the makeup. And it's the same thing with the game. You're showing her how to find value in you. Where you ready? Even though you're making a slight, I'm going to show you adjustment with that you're going to make versus the adjustment she's going to make. But she's going to make more adjustments based off the adjustment you make. The little adjustment you make is going to force her adjustment. Because remember, before you making your adjustment and her adjusting to you, you scribed it, marketed it, you brought it to your government, so you know what to do, you know your why, right? You've done all the back work, so this is why it's going to flow, because you know why you're doing it, you can defend it, you can stand on it, and you can express it. So automatically, you're automatically changing everything. Now you're about to move her towards you by positioning. Remember, it's not the woman. Now look, this is deep here. I know it's going over your heads, but listen, some of your heads. But listen, it's not the woman that draws the dress, right? It's not about the woman that draws the dress. It's not about her. It's about the marketing team that knows how to position a dress in the right place to bring to sell itself to the right woman. So this is, like I told you, this is where your marketing team is going to come into the game. Your marketing team. Because now it's about position. It's about drawing her in your position to see the benefits of you. This is your adjustment to buy into you or adjust the level of what she's buying into. Because, gentlemen, the buy-in, see, let me give y'all an example. That guy that was losing what the woman of, as far as she wanted some money from that guy, he out of that shit. Women can adjust themselves. And, yes, a woman can hop the line because it's her line she's hopping. She's going to make – see, every time you try to force a decision out of a woman, it's a chronological force. You gotta force her to trust you. You gotta try to force her to realize that, you know, your morals will still be intact if you hang out with me. You gotta force her with her beliefs. You gotta keep forcing her to buy into you and you're the guy. Well, nut, you would know that if you have your puzzle pieces. You would know that if you have your puzzle pieces, but this is why you're not a student of the game, because you're not paying attention. But anyway, so what I'm saying is that this is why a lot of guys lose, because y'all are trying to force a situation instead of letting the situation play itself out. The situation's got to play itself out. And when it plays itself out, it's beneficial to you because it then becomes, I've got to buy it before somebody else buys it. Now, remember, guys, if you look at the average woman, why do you think they buy really fucking fast without even thinking? Because when they check that rack for their size, why do you think sometimes they got like one size, like it'll be 2, 2, 2, 2, 4, 4, 4, 4, 6, you know, they'll go to all the numbers. It'll go through all the numbers of the dress sizes. But what happens when she goes through and sees only one size of her dress? Kind of like you guys. You know when you go to the store and you see a shirt that you like? And you're like, damn, I like this shirt, man. Let me see if it's in my size. Let me go through it. There's large. You go through the largest. Some of you go through the 1X. Some of you go to the 2X. Some of you go to the 3X. Some of you might go through the largest and be like, oh, shit, there's only one large. Do you actually think that you're going to say, well, it's only one large. Nah, I can get this next week. Or because of how you've been trained, do you say, well, shit, it's only one large left, so I don't need to buy it. And I'm about to fuck you up here. And I know the marketing people who don't want you to hear this. I know the marketing people don't want you to hear this. Let me explain something where I learned. Now I don't do game. Let me show y'all something. Remember I was fucking that 29-year-old when I was like 22, I think it was. She was like 29, and she was a manager. Remember I had a side job in a mall. You know, we fucked everything, but you remember I was doing that mannequin shit? Let me tell you the game. Let me tell you the game, man. Jesus Christ, it's beautiful. It's not that they don't have the size. It's that they want to make you think that that's the only size on the fucking hanger. Listen to me. Woman sees dress. Woman likes dress. Woman really actually likes dress. Now, if she can see the dress in her size more than 5 or 10 times, she's going to say to herself, I can get it later. There's no sense of urgency. But if the woman goes in the store, sees one dress her size or not the dress in her size, what is she going to say? Excuse me, ma'am. Yes, can I help you? do you have this dress in whatever size it is? Oh, let me check in the back. Go in the back. Come right up. Oh, we have one in there. And what do they do? Oh, okay. I'll buy it right now. Yes, AB. They're buying into the, see, they're buying, okay, into it, okay? They're buying into it, okay? Tough Nut, if you have a question, please, Tough Nut, please. I'll ask you this one time. Please, sir, it's the last time I'm going to ask you. Just take a moment and read. If you have a question, you're talking to me, please just follow that. See that right there? It says put a Q if you have a question. Please just follow it, okay? Because I'm going to give you one more shot. After that, I'm going to boot you out, okay? Okay. Now listen. Let me keep going. So let me explain how that works with us. Let me explain how this works with us. Dred Scott, I don't care what it is. As long as it's sexual and it, listen, it's tasteful. I don't want slutty. I don't want you to have a dildo. She's licking a dildo or something in your photos. We want sexual, because that's gonna show her, okay? Okay, it's cool, Tough Nut. Welcome to the show. It's all good. It's all good. So, Tough Nut, please just put a Q, and I got you. Just ask me, and I got you, okay? But I need you to give me more content. If you're asking that question you asked, you got to tell me more about the situation so I can give you the proper answer, sir, okay? Thank you. Now, getting back to y'all. Now, listen, I'm going to say it one more time. This is what she's been trained to do since elementary. And if you think about it, we've been trained that way. How many times have you went somewhere and they only had one pair of the size that you... Now what, Tough Nut, this is what I'm going to say to you. Call into the show. I got questions. Call into the show. Call into the show because I can't answer that. I need you to call into the show. I need you to call into the show. I need you to call... Look. Either two things, either call into the show, Tough Nut, or print screen the messages y'all are telling each other, and I'll answer your question. Because I can't give you an answer off of a open question like that. That's too wide open. So I either need you to call in or print screen some of the messages and send them to themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, send them the email, and you send me those, and I'll answer your question. So do one of those two things. Don't ask me the question again. Do one of those two things if you want that question answered. You call in or send me the screen messages of what you're saying to her, and I'll be able to help you, okay? So, like I was saying before, so what I was saying to you guys, they do this with video games. They do this with liquors. They do this. What they do is it's like the diamond. You see, the diamond we know is a piece of glass. But that piece of glass is withheld from the market that then gives it value to make you feel like, yes, limited. You feel like you're getting something out of it. So the woman that is being trained, you got 10 minutes to call in, guys. The woman that is being trained is she's being trained to make a rash decision fast because there's no more left in her mind. Now, there could be look, let's say it's a number, I don't know, a 7, size 7. Just give it, I guess there's a size 7, a size 7. As soon as that woman buys that size 7 off the rack, she pays for it, cashes it out, and walks out that door, they go right in the back and grab one more size 7 and set the trap again. Remember, they're setting the trap. All they're doing, and it's the same thing they do with us. They've got it. But they know if they have it all out and giving it away, then the woman at that point will not make the conscious decision that she needs it right away because it's not being withheld, because she can get it whenever she wants. So then she's going to be lazy and say, I will get it later. Wait a second. This is very deep, because this is why they're not fucking you guys. The market.
is flooded with desperate, needy guys that want to fuck. So if the market is flooded with you, she doesn't need to do anything. But when it's the guy that positions himself, she realizes that there's a rarity in him, and that if I don't move now, I'm going to lose that guy. There's the shift, because that connects to the girl that's been trained all of her life on how to purchase. Oh no, guys, y'all understand? Y'all see where I'm going with this, dog? Y'all do not understand the game you get in today. Some of y'all are missing this. See, it's not the guy that's trying to get the pussy. It's the guy who's not trying to get the pussy she wants. If it's always in her face, she's not going to want it. But if she feels a sense that she's missing out on it, then she's going to buy into it faster. Faster. Right. The man must be, yes, absolutely, FOA. The value that you have increases by what you hold out on versus what you give the fuck away. You know what? Tomorrow's show, Dicks Like Diamonds. Dicks are like diamonds. That's going to be the show tomorrow. I'm going to write that down. Dicks are like diamonds. Okay. I had to write it down. Got the show for Saturday. Show Saturday is why the dick is like a diamond. Saturday's show, why the dick is like a diamond. But we'll get more into this. All right, we'll get more into that tomorrow, because I don't want to – I want to verb back to the adjustments. Now, once you intrigue her by how you communicate to her, how you give her examples of what sex is going to be like with you, what is important is the proper adjustment you have to make. It is at this point that once you move from no trust to trust, that must be an adjustment. When you are at trust to sexual trust, that's an adjustment. Every shift that she changes, every time she is changing and shifting, is very, very fucking important that you adjust with the shift. By not necessarily adjusting, but by the position you adjust to. It's the position. You're not, okay, the woman, when she starts to trust you, you still don't push her towards sex. Because it's at this point that now she's kind of open. She trusts you a little bit, and she begins to flirt with you. But it's not having sex, because the sex, like I showed you right here, guys, 5 minutes ago, if y'all want to call in 5 minutes ago. So the sex comes in at not you. It's not you that's forcing the sex on her. It's you positioning yourself to have her want to feel that she can trust you enough to share information to you by what she's feeling without you being judgmental or without you taking what she's saying as I want to fuck you. See, a woman is going to test things out to see how you can handle things, because if a woman is getting at you and a woman is kind of like talking to you, she wants to make sure that I can flirt with you and have a little bit of fun with you, but nothing serious. I don't want to sleep with you yet, but I just want to let you know that you're on my mind. I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I want to let you know that that I want you to know that you're on my radar, right? You're on my radar. This is a whole different thing, okay? So what we're doing right now, we're looking at right now the adjustments. Now, the beautiful thing about the adjustments is how you lead, okay? And now, remember, once we adjust, it is at that point we've got to lead. Remember the numbers. It depends on where you're at. Are you at the one, the two, the three? You got to figure out where you're at to be able to make the adjustment. Because most of y'all guys just think it's just a meeting and straight to fucking. No, because there are layers to the woman. There are a lot of layers. There are a lot of layers before you meet her. Remember, I show you, there are a lot of layers. So don't automatically assume that you're going to have sex. What you want to do is have her start to think and fantasize about you, of what it is going to be like to put you on her, like the dress, gentlemen, just like the dress. It's how you do it. But that's the beautiful thing about the game. That's the beautiful thing about it, of what I'm trying to show you. You're not forcing her. Oh, I'm sorry. Oops. You're not forcing her to be with you. You're forcing her to make the right decision. See, the decision that has to be made by the woman, the decision that has to be made by the woman is the decision that she's making the right choice. The only way she can make the right choice is by realizing that it is a choice based off of fucking feelings. Her feelings. Is that dress going to make me feel good? Is that guy going to make me feel good? Is that text message going to make me feel good? Is me going out with him going to make me feel good? Is me going over his house going to make me, I'm telling y'all this is deep. Is it going to make me feel good? Because if it ain't going to make her feel good, she ain't going to buy into you. If she ain't thinking about it feeling good, she ain't buying into you. She's not, but this is where the creative side of you comes at. Scribe, I got an idea. Wait, I'm going to use a spoon as a toothbrush. 90 seconds to call in, guys. Lines are going to be down, and then we'll just take questions. Brush my teeth. You know, you brush your teeth and shit. You know, motherfuckers brush your teeth every day. I got an idea. Write this down. Let's take, all right, we got a few things I want to do. This is the first thing I do. All right, I want to look into putting some wine above my bed. But today what I want to do is I want to find some artwork that I can put in my house. Yeah, I want to find some artwork. But then I want to make sure. Scribe. Okay, look. All right, let's set a meeting up, Scribe. I need to set up a meeting. Let's get the culinary school in there. Let's invite the drug lab. Let's invite the guide, the studio lab, and the imagination. Let's get those guys in and let's have a meeting. Let's have a meeting when I go check out these. Let's have a meeting. So, Scribe. We're going to go, I got an idea. Look, all right, Scribe, all right, I got some time. So we'll Scribe around 1 o'clock today after I get out of the gym or get done watching some cartoons or jerking off, whatever the fuck I'm doing. After I'm done, we'll clean up or whatever we need to do, and we're going to start looking for some artwork that we can put on our wall, okay? So, gentlemen, that what I'm showing you is the first step. You're scribing the creative thing. You're scribing it to first know why you're doing it. The reason why I need the painting in my house The reason why I need the painting in my house is because it is going to allow me to be able to show her what I am without me having to tell her what I am. But I can show her what I am, okay? So all you guys can do at this point from here, okay, is all you guys can do from here is once you have scribed that, right? All right, so what we want to do is we want to get that, okay? So now we're taking the shower. You can do this in the shower. You can do this while you're going to the paint thing. We gotta realize, okay, all right, this is how we're going to create. What we want to do is I need some artwork that can show the woman the depth that I have of sexuality without even showing her how deep I am sexually. I want her to see it. But we got to position it in the house. We got to find the right painting. So let's go to the art district and let's look at paintings that will be able to allow me to be able to not only create this, but also be able to adjust what I'm doing to explain myself to her. To be able to explain myself to her, because she is going to ask the question. So I got to make sure that as I'm talking to her, I've got all my shit together. I got all my shit together, and I got to make sure that what I talk about and what I discuss can put me in a position to intrigue her so much she's going to be interested, okay?